Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Nazir. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ish Madir es Beno B'Nazir. A man can take a neder that his son, who is still a katan, is a Nazir. And the son, at that point, will have to observe the laws of Naziris, and the father will bring the karbanos on his behalf. Ve'ina'isha Madiras es Beno B'Nazir. But the woman can't make a neder that her son should become a Nazir, and if she does, it won't take effect. Ketzad, how are these karbanos dealt with if the son or the relatives try to nullify the Naziris? Meaning that essentially the protest won't nullify the Naziris retroactively, but it will only nullify it from that moment on. So any karbanos that were makdished before the protest that was made, so those are going to remain kodesh. And this is basically like when the husband cancels the wife's Naziris. So again, so Kate said, what will you do with these karbanos if the son or the other relatives try to nullify the Naziris? So Gilach Osha Gilchu Hu Krovav, meaning the boy cut his hair, or the relatives cut his hair for him, showing that they don't accept the vow. Micha Shemichu Krovav, or if the boy or the relatives explicitly say that we don't want him to be a Nazir. So at that point, what do we do with the animals that the father was makdish for the son's concluding karbanos? If the father had already set aside the three animals for these karbanos, hachatas tamos, the chatas is left to die, the ola tikrav ola, and the ola should be offered as a voluntary ola offering, v'ashlamim yikravu shlamim, and the shlamim should be offered as a voluntary shlamim offering, v'necham liom echad, and the meat should be eaten in the, for one day and one night, v'inan tu'unin lachem, but they don't need bread with this karban. Hayulo maostumin, if he had unspecified money, then yiplulunadava. They should all just be dropped into the tzedakah box in the base of Megdash for voluntary offerings. Maos meforashin, if he specified the money, the mechatas yelchu liyam hamelech, the chatas money should go to the Dead Sea. Lo nehenin, you can't have benefit from these coins, lo moalin, but you still won't get me'ila if you do use them. Demei ola yaviu ola, the money for the ola should be used for an ola offering. Well, on behen, and one is going to be subject to me'ila if he benefits from them. Demei shlamim yaviu shlamim, and the money for the shlamim should be used to bring a shlamim karban. V'ne'achalim liyom echad, and the meat of this karban could be eaten for one day and one night. Ve'enan, or should be rather, ve'enan tu'un lachem, and you don't need bread to go along with this because the guy is not a nazir anymore. That was Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zion. Ha'ish megaleach al Naziras Aviv. A man can shave, meaning he could bring his karbanos for Naziras on the day he shaves his head, using money that was set aside for his father's Naziras karbanos. Vehina isha megalachas al Naziras Aviv. But a woman may not shave using money that was set aside for her father's Naziras karbanos. Ketzad. How so? What is the case in which a son can use his father's Naziris money for himself? If someone's father was a Nazir and he set aside money for his Naziris and then dies, and the son says, I'm a Nazir on condition that I'm allowed to shave using my father's Naziris money for my offerings. Rabbi Yossi says about this case that this money should be dropped into the tzedakah boxes in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein zeh megaleach al Naziras Aviv. This is not the case where a son can shave using his father's Naziris money, since the son can't use for himself money that was already designated for the Beis HaMikdash. Ezeh hushe megaleach al Naziras Aviv. What then is the case where a son can shave using his father's Naziris money? Mishayahu v'aviv Nazirim. If someone and his father were both Nazirim at the same time, behifrish aviv maus tumim l'naziruso v'meis, and the father sets aside money for the Naziris offerings and dies. Zehu shemegaleich on Naziris Aviv. This is the case where a son can shave using his father's Naziris money. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion and also of Perek Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Hey. But for now, we wish everyone a wonderful day.